This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, April 21, 2008. A faithful remnant remains. The scripture is Isaiah 10, verse 22. Though your people, O Israel, be like the sand by the sea, only a remnant will return. Isaiah uses the image of fire to describe God's judgment on evil. But the prophet also uses that image to describe God's grace. Israel was called to walk in the light of the Lord. A burning coal was taken from heaven's altar to cleanse Isaiah for prophetic service. God's purpose from the beginning has been not merely judgment, but blessing. And that blessing is for the spiritual descendants of Abraham everywhere. Through Jesus' coming, people of all nations receive the gospel blessings promised to Abraham's seed. But has God rejected His people Israel? This is Paul's question in Romans 11, verse 1, and the answer is no. While it is true that most of the children of Jacob rejected Emmanuel when he came, there was a remnant who believed. And because they followed Jesus, they were exposed to brutal persecution and even death at the hands of their traditional religious leaders. Christians disagree today over the meaning of certain passages of Scripture about the future of the Jews. But we need to remember that the first members of the early church were Jewish believers, and that there remains today a remnant chosen by grace. What a powerful sign this is, showing that our salvation is by God's grace from start to finish. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, thank you for bringing together as one body Jews and Gentiles through faith in your Son, Emmanuel, our Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.